Gamerheads Podcast is part of the Little Fellow Media Podcast Network, sponsored by podcast host Budsprout, the easiest podcasting software for hosting, promoting, and tracking your podcast. And welcome to another episode of Gamerheads Reviews. My name is Roger, aka Rogue Leader 76, and today I'm flying solo, and I'm going to be reviewing the game The Eyes of Ara. It's out now on the Nintendo Switch. It is out on Steam as well, and I think it's mobile as well, but just came out on a Switch recently. So The Eyes of Ara is a puzzle game. And this is a little bit of the description of the game. So, alone on a remote island stands a long abandoned castle, the source of many ghastly rumors and unsettling tale. A mysterious signal has begun broadcasting from somewhere within the ancient halls. Something inside the castle has awoken, and someone needs to venture inside to discover the truth. And guess what? You're that person. So, The Eyes of Ara is a puzzle game, as I mentioned. If you've ever played Riven or Myst, you've played this game, or something similar, I should say. This game is very similar to those types of games. So, I'll start with the tip in the top of the games. So, the first thing that stuck out to me in this game is how beautiful the game looks. It's really well done. It pops on the Switch. And yeah, it looks really gorgeous on a Switch. It runs really well on a Switch as well. So I really liked that about the game. And the music, too, is really good. I thought the music was used very well. Different areas would have different kinds of music playing as well. So I liked that a lot. The other thing that I liked about the game is that the puzzles themselves, while they were challenging, they weren't too difficult. You were able to figure out what you're supposed to do just by playing around and figuring things out. If you do get stuck, I mean, there are plenty of guides out there that can help you. Because this game has been out for a while now. But it just came out on the Switch. But it's been out in the wild for Steam and for the mobile devices. So it's been out there. So if you need help, there are guides. But really, I will say this. I mean, I don't think that there was any puzzles that I was too challenged that I had to look up something. The other things that are in this game are like hidden objects. So there'll be coins throughout the game that you can collect. They're just additional things that you can collect in the game. So they're not part of the puzzle per se, but it's kind of fun to find other things throughout the game and pictures as well. So those are the things I really liked about the game. I thought it was really well done from a puzzle standpoint. The puzzles didn't seem as difficult. Maybe I just have a memory of Myst being really difficult, but they didn't seem as difficult as Myst puzzles. So those are the tips and tops. The flips and flops, the things that I didn't like about the game. So the very first thing I'll mention here is, I even though I liked the puzzle game, I don't know if it moved that genre forward in any way beyond like Myst or Riven. I felt that, you know, it did very similar to what they did. Myst, and at least Myst, I don't remember if Riven has voice acting or actors, but Myst certainly did. And there's no voice acting in this game or any actors. But like I said, it does what it does well for what it does, but there's nothing new to the genre with this game. Probably the biggest complaint I had, though, with this game was that when handheld mode, you had no option to play with your controllers. You had to play with touchscreen. And I didn't like that. I wanted to play with a controller. And it was actually, I don't know, it was just weird. I mean, it felt like I was playing on my phone. To move into different areas, you had to pinch in the screen to like close an area that you're in. To move out of the area. I didn't like that. I didn't like the touch screen. And then when I hooked it up to my TV, my Pro Controller didn't work. The only way you could play when it's hooked up to the screen is with the Joy-Con, and it would use it as like a waggle kind of controller. And, I felt like that was something cool in the Wii era, but I don't know. Today, I feel like you should be able to play with your Pro Controller, and I think that's going to disappoint a lot of people that it didn't support any kind of controller outside of the Joy-Con and pointing at the screen. So I didn't care for that. Overall, though, I think the game is good. Like I said, it doesn't move anything forward with the genre. It is a puzzle game that I thought is a good game for those that are looking for a game similar to Myst or Riven. And, I mean, my only biggest complaint was the fact that it didn't have the controllers, the support the controllers like I thought it should. So overall, I give this game a B. I thought that what it did well for its genre, but I said some of those things that kind of bothered me brought the score down. All right, well, with that, I'm going to bid you all adieu. You can catch new episodes of Gamerheads every Sunday, and you can go to gamerheadspodcast.com to hear new episodes, read articles, listen to reviews, and you can also get our podcast wherever you get your podcasts from. All right, with that, we'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.